Oh, listen, I'm a bit wrecked today. That's why I'm probably a little bit off centre. But I had a great night last night. As we were discussing yesterday, sales of vinyl records are on the increase again. And the 45 is back in vogue. But Ollie's Place, which is a bar in Skerries, they hold a vinyl night every Tuesday night. And there people can bring their own vinyl records and they have the decks there. Or they have a vast vinyl library for you to choose your record. And they have a little box with requests and you can pick your record up and put it in the box. And it's a great night. So I went along last night and to trip the light fandango, and I got into the groove in the company of none other than our resident expert on nearly everything, Paul G, who really loves vinyl records and is absolutely passionate about the vinyl. But I thought Paul G, you know, not so much that he was on his own, but not as many people would share the same level of passion. But I was completely wrong, because people turned up with their vinyl like they were actually holding a newborn baby. They were holding their records like that. And it's the first time in a long time that I've gone out to do a report and my husband has gone, "Oh my God, I'd like to go on that." "Well, listen, before you go, hang on." And he went off to the garage and he started rooting. He came back and he said, "What about that Simple Minds one? Oh, why don't you bring the Undertones vinyl? Or I have a really good Thin Lizzy old one here and it's got the old design by Jim Fitzpatrick." And there was fierce excitement in our house that I was going out, but he couldn't go because he'd mind the children. Uh-huh. But so I went out anyway to Ollie's Bar. I met Paul G, and they have a DJ there who people go up and they give him their records and he spins them, and he's called the Rev. But I met him, I met lots of other people, and I had, honest to God, a wonderful night, and I was thrown back in love with music again, especially music of the 80s that was, you know, the soundtrack of my growing up. And I loved the night for that. I had a terrific night. Here's a flavour of the crack that we had in Ollie's Place in Skerries last night.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Vinyl Night. I think you'll agree that this is the night of the week that really excites. Not just because of me, Dermot Cassidy, aka the Rev, but because of ye, because you're in the room and you're the ones with the broom that brings up the requests and makes it the best for all of us.
Can I interrupt here? You're the DJ on the night here, the Rev.
Yeah, I think I cover myself by saying disc spinner, because if I'm a DJ, then I might be under some greater duress. But okay, I'll go with that.
Now, vinyl is very precious. Can you tell me about you and your love of vinyl?
My love of vinyl goes back quite a long time. My brother, when he was working abroad in Germany as a vocalist, he brought back soul music, and he gave me my introduction to music.
And your brother is?
Ditch Cassidy. Yeah. For those who do not know, Ditch Cassidy was backed by Thin Lizzy when Decca came to audition him in 1971.
Well, you might think you know a lot about vinyl, and I'd say you do, but I do have a challenger here, because we have our own expert, the Moody Show expert on actually everything, Mr. Paul G.
Oh, hi. Good evening, Skerries. Great to be here in Ollie's Place. I'm absolutely delighted. And to find that you have a vinyl night once a week, I mean, that's pretty incredible. I thought that they were slowly being phased out, but thankfully not.
Right, we are going to come back to you with your vinyl selection, yep, Paul, in a little while, but you're going to kick us off, DJ Rev.
I picked a song to remember a very wonderful musician, person, lyricist, singer. He was with an incredible band called Cream. His name is Jack Bruce. Passed away last Saturday. The name of the song is White Room.
A man who's holding a collection of records in his hand like he's holding a newborn baby.
Yeah, well, that's like a baby to me, you know. I know this record longer than I know my own kids, you know.
Yeah, what's your name, sir?
Pat Grimes.
And are you local, Pat?
Very local, yeah. Born and reared here, you know.
What record would you like played here
tonight? I'd like you to play Free, All Right Now. It was the first record I bought in 1970.
Is that it? All right,
right now,
baby.
It's all right now. All right.
I don't think we need to play it after that.
Oh, no, they're too good, they are.
Tell me, it was one of your first records.
It was. I got it in Golan Dis. Yeah. And the price is still on it.
Oh, wow.
£1.75.
You were done.
Well, I was. It was very expensive. Because I'd only started work in 1970.
Yeah.
And it was my first payday. I bought All Right Now. And I brought it home. And after that, I heard many a young group starting off. And they always played All Right Now. This record was more or less the start of the glam rock era before Mark Bolan came into the scene and the Sweet and all these. And it was a marvellous record, and it always got the crowd going. If you went to any gig and All Right Now was played, and it's still being played now.
What about coming here tonight and bringing your records? You have a few of them, yeah.
Oh, I have, yeah. Outside the weekend, this is my favourite time. If I'm not, I'll always make sure I'm not working on a Wednesday, because I come down here every Tuesday. I only discovered it about a year ago, you know. So I decided to bring me records then, and I sit up here just behind me with a few pints, and I sit there and just talk to him. And if I like a record, I ask when he plays it.
That sounds like heaven to me.
It is heaven on earth. Yeah.
you approve, Paul?
Of course I approve. Free, yeah. All Right Now. Surprisingly, it stalled at number two for like 4 or 5 weeks because Mungo Jerry in the summertime kept it off the top spot. Do you remember that one?
I do. With
lyrics that you couldn't get away with today. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find.
Well, what else is left to do?
Just play the record and sing along to All Right Now.
Now, you've been waiting very patiently all evening to get your record played. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Catherine Bowles, and I'm from Dublin, but I'm originally from Huntsville, Alabama in the States.
Ooh, that's...
Roll Tide.
What's the record? It seems to be pretty important because it's been standing here for ages.
It's extremely important to me. It's my husband's record, actually. He's been a musician for over 25 years. Him and two of his friends, Jerry O'Shaughnessy and Donald Murray, originally of the Golden Horde, actually, got together as friends and decided they'd never actually made a vinyl record together. My husband's made about 6 albums, but never a vinyl record. And he said before he died, he wanted a record for his kids to see. And this is it. His name is Anthony Bowles. Everybody calls him... Everybody knows him as Booster Bowles, but the album is fantastic. They made it just for themselves because they love vinyl so much. Right. He's got thousands of albums at home that are kids. He wanted something for himself. And it's gorgeous red vinyl as well, which is amazing. And I love it.
I find it kind of interesting, and I say people who are listening to the show will as well, that you're getting emotional when you talk about the fact that it's a vinyl record he wanted to make. Can you explain why it's a big thing?
Yeah, well, my husband is a child of the 80s, and he grew up with vinyl. And it was a big deal to him. And he's made, like I said, he's made albums, CDs and MP3s, but he's never made a vinyl record. And it was a big deal. Sorry.
That's okay.
So I'm very proud of him. As a wife.
Look, we have the record on the disc. I'm going to let you gather yourself, but introduce it. What is the song?
Okay, this song is Long Way Down. It's the first track off the album, and it's actually my son's favorite. He sings every word at home.
And what's your husband's name again?
Anthony Booster Bowles.
All right, well, let's hear it. Yeah. Enjoying tonight, but I know somebody else who is definitely enjoying tonight. Paul G, how are you? This is heaven
everything.
For you.
Yeah, this is. It's great to be at a night like this, listening to all these great sounds and people bringing in their own records. And the sound of a record rather than off a CD, for example, you always get that depth of sound. You know, it's very important to have it the way it was heard at the time.
One of the things I'm slightly disappointed with, I'm not hearing a lot of crackle.
No, well, if you keep your records in great condition, you're not going to get the crackle. I mean, these are 45s, not 78s, you know? Because the old 78s, the 10-inch ones, which, you know, would break it, it didn't matter how high or how low you had them. If you dropped them, they would smash. But you would always get a bit of crackle. That was what they called warm crackle. But when the 45s came in the late 50s, I remember seeing on a record sleeve, these are available in 45. They're more compact, they're smaller, and the sound reproduction is absolutely beautiful. That is so true.
Now, you're somebody we know as a person who loves vinyl. So when did it begin for you? Do you remember your first record?
The first one bought for me, if that counts, was Petula Clark's Downtown. Okay. Many, many years later, when she came on to one of the television shows at RTE, I knew a day before that she was coming in, and I had to bring that in for her to sign the sleeve. It has pride of place now in the collection.
And what is it about vinyl records for you, Paul?
Well, vinyl for me is it's something tangible, okay? You actually know when you have a piece of music, you buy a piece of music, you buy a song, you know that you have it. You know, when you play it, there it is, the greatest sound you could ever have. When CDs came in, I was a little apprehensive, and I think I was right to be. They just don't sound the same. You put them in a tray, you don't see them rotating. I actually like to see them rotating as well. I love my record labels as well.
And of course, the good news is vinyl seems to be back. Is that right?
Yeah. But the question I put to you is, did it ever go away?
Yeah.
No, not for me it didn't.
Yeah, but the sales of vinyl are on the up.
Oh, true enough, yeah, because I know a lot of the up-and-coming bands are bringing out their releases on vinyl now as well. You know, a lot of the up-and-coming generation now are actually buying them up again. They actually want to hear them the way that our generation was listening to them all those years ago.
All right, Paul, well, I know you've brought out some of your collection here.
I have, yeah.
You must have agonised tonight, because I said you could only bring out a few.
I agonised all day, Brenda. So I thought carefully, and I thought, all right, okay, so this was the selection I made. And what we're going to start with now, okay, is goes back to 1970. They were a Dutch band called Shocking Blue.
Yeah.
Okay, Mariska Veres was the lead singer, and she was absolutely fabulous. Now, 16 years later, Bananarama murdered the song, but I think we all prefer the original Shocking Blue and Venus.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you remember back in July 1985, it was Live Aid, okay, and a certain Canadian singer-songwriter brought out this next one, and this is the first time we heard it. I know it was the first time I heard it on the day he performed it. Bryan Adams, of course, and the Summer of 69.
Paul's really getting into the groove here at the vinyl night, but I have taken Ollie Grimes away with me because it's called Ollie's Place, so obviously you're involved in this whole thing, Ollie. But this is not my first visit to your bar. Remind everybody of when I came here the first time.
Thanks very much, Brenna. You were here with us about 4 years ago when Jedward were setting themselves up for fame on The X Factor. And myself and my twin brother, Niall, who are Grimeses, decided to take the same namesake as the Jedward boys.
Because they're Grimeses as well.
Because they're Grimeses as well, and become the Grimes twins. And we are
the Grimes twins, not become them.
Well, we were the original Grimes twins, you know, so that's why we decided to go with it and try and get a little bit of glory out of the X Factor.
I love your vinyl night. It's hopping down there. Where'd you get the idea?
What actually happened, Brenda, was a couple of years ago, I was over in Manchester with a friend of mine, and we were having a couple of drinks back in his house, and he decided to pull out the old turntable, which I hadn't heard in a long, long time, and he stuck on some Michael Jackson albums. And it was the warm sound coming from the album that kind of brought me back to my youth, back to the 70s and the 80s and that. It was just the pure warmth of it that I hadn't heard in such a long, long time. And with the Snug, it's a kind of a traditional retro kind of 70s place, which is a very comfortable environment with the firelight and all that sort of stuff. I thought, well, it's like your living room at home. Why don't we just put the turntable in there and let people come down and bring their own vinyl? And what I found over the last few months was that people have vinyl themselves, but nobody has a turntable. So it was a great excuse for the guys and the girls to get out on a school night and have a couple of drinks. And it works absolutely perfectly. And we're like a big, big family down in Skerries. Wonderful thing.
Okay, thanks, Ollie. Now, come here, we better go back in because I don't want to leave Paul G too long at the turntable. He won't leave it.
Absolutely, Brenda. Let's go back and see what he has for us.
Gee, Paul, we're coming near the end of your set. Have you had a ball so far?
I always have a ball when I do my sets, you know, because I always love it when people appreciate the music that we play. It gives you a great sense of achievement when everybody here has had a good time just listening to the great sounds of yesteryear.
Well, Paul, you being you, your final song would have to come from...
Oh, it has to be ABBA.
Okay, and what are you going to play?
Well, it's a very popular song and had a movie named after it 6 years ago. It has to be Mamma Mia. Yeah!
Now, that's great, but we have a problem.
Oh.
Because I have a gentleman here and he's next to play his vinyl and he's got ABBA's greatest hits. And what do you want to play, sir?
Mamma Mia.
All right. And what's your name?
Noel Smith is my name.
And Noel, you're waiting to play and he wants to play. I don't know what to do here. Do you love vinyl, first of all?
Well, I do. I have, in fairness, I have thousands of records and 7-inch singles, as we used to call them. Bought my first ABBA single in Dolphin Discs in Abbey Street. And I used to go to the Dandelion Market every Saturday morning and spend hours there rooting through the second-hand singles.
Noel, I think you're going to give Paul G a run for his money, but is it okay if we play Paul's version of Mamma Mia? Is that all right?
Okay, we let him away with it.
You're not happy.
Let him away.
All right, thank you very much, Noel. And can I just thank Paul G for coming out and spinning some discs tonight? Thank you very much, Paul. Always a pleasure to have you on the Mooney Show.
Thank you. Right, so the final record of the set this evening, the song that knocked off Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, and it's the only time in chart history where the title of the song was given in Bohemian Rhapsody, Oh Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia. That'll give you a clue as to the final record. Of course, it is ABBA and Mamma Mia.
Straight home to raid my husband's vinyl collection, and I'll be back here next Tuesday night. But before I go, I'll leave you with a taste of my music, and we'll see you all off the bar stools on the floor for Staying Alive, the Bee Gees, from Saturday Night Fever. Yeah. Bye, everybody.